Hello and welcome back to Between the Notes, a motif music podcast, recorded at The Parlor in Providence, Rhode Island. Today we are sitting down with local artists, Bailey's Band. We want to thank The Parlor for hosting, as well as our other sponsors, R1 Entertainment and the Trinity Brewhouse Beer Garden. We'll get started today by enjoying a performance from our guests, before we sit down with them to discuss their experiences with the local music scene. So sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone in streaming land. Could we get the vocals a little higher? Can you hear them over
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
The vocals appear to have disappeared. They appear to have disappeared. Does that make any sense? Probably not. Hello, how's that, Dwayne? Better? Can you hear it with all the instruments? And 8 drum sets?
Meow.
Hey, Anna, I think I could hear you. What's up?
You can hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me with 8 drum sets?
All right, good.
This about that airline food, motherfucker. This song is called High Surf Scrubs Plan to Recover Mystery Object. 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 High surf scrubs plan to of a mystery object. There are two types of people in the world. There are two types of people in the world. There are two types of people in the world. There are two types of people in the world. People who love cats and the devil. 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 There are two types of people in the world. There are two types of people in the world. There are two types of people in the world. There are two types of people in the world. People who love cats and the devil. 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 There are two types of people in the world. There are two types of people in the world. There are two types of people in the world. There are two types of people in the world. People who love cats and the devil. 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 The world is built upon the sins of time, and I don't think that I can read the signs. In a place replete with my mistakes, if I repeat, I swear I'll hit the brakes. Logan's Run into the future. Logan's Run after the past. Logan's Run into the future. Logan's Run after
through the back. Waging war on ghosts that I can see. There shall be no final victory. Standing in the darkness of your light, there's no shadows left for me to fight. Logan's run into the future. Logan's run after the past. Logan's run into the future. Logan's run after the past. You will renew or I'll be left behind. Return to forever in your mind. Raise up your hands, they are aglow. The Sandman and the Runner never know. Logan's run into the future. Logan's run after the past. Logan's run into the future. Logan's run after the past. Logan's run into the future. Logan's run after the past. Logan's run into the future. Logan's run after the past.
The song's called Public Displays of Absurdity. And I think this is a public display of absurdity. Echoes and shadows who we used to be. I can still remember when your love was free. Echoes and shadows who we used to be. I can still remember when our love was free. Public displays, public displays, public displays of absurdity.
Public displays,
public displays, public displays of absurdity. Public displays,
public displays,
public displays,
public displays,
public displays,
public displays
of absurdity.
Absurdity.
Echoes and shadows of where you used to be. I can still remember when your love was. Echoes and shadows where we used to be. I can still remember when your love was public displays, public displays, public displays of absurdity.
Of absurdity.
Public displays,
public displays,
public displays of absurdity.
Public displays,
public displays,
public displays,
public displays of absurdity.
Yourself, think you're better than everyone else.
yourself. Think you're better than everyone else. Why don't you get over yourself? Think you're better than everyone else. Why don't you get over yourself? Think you're better than everyone else. We're doing sex. I hide behind the bed. I know she's getting old, but she's so fine and dressed in gold. You silver her on the street, and a space between her teeth. Come on! Madonna lives in my basement.
Band. We have two more songs here. We're going to be playing this Friday at the Columbus Theater with Vapors of Morphine, with the remaining members of Morphine. And Saturday, December 4th at the Met Cafe with Stop Making Sense, the Talking Heads tribute band. We're Bailey's Band. Thank you so much. This song is called Inflatable Date.
Don't be late.
Don't be late.
don't be late for your inflatable day. Answering questions with questions. Answering questions with questions.
Is not an answer.
Answering questions with questions.
Is not an answer.
Answering questions with questions.
Is it not an answer?
Don't be late. Don't be late. Don't be late.
Play your inflatable day.
Play your inflatable day. Play your inflatable day. Strangers are just friends.
Who have murdered you?
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 Don't be late.
Don't be late.
Don't be late. For your inflatable day. For your inflatable day.
Oh, you guys are great. Thank you. One more song. Anna Banana, Dwayne, Chris, Warren, Eric, Kevin. I'm also Eric with Bailey's Band. It's our last song. This song is called You're Fresh. Because you're fresh, you're so stinking fresh.
Because you're fresh,
you look like Bill Lesh.
Because you're fresh,
you don't impress. Because you're fresh,
because you're fresh,
because you're
fresh.
Because you're fresh. Delusions of adequacy.
Because you're fresh.
You're fancy schmancy.
Because you're fresh.
Your boys are Nancy.
Because you're fresh.
Because you're fresh.
Because you're
fresh.
Fresh.
Because you're fresh. Exhibit bad.
Because you're fresh.
Your boys are Javer.
Because you're fresh.
You got your boyfriend in service.
Because you're fresh.
Because you're fresh.
Because you're
fresh.
Relationship with the truth.
You're searching around for the elephant in the room, but you turn around and the elephant is you. Because you're fresh.
Because you're fresh.
Because you're thank you. You're fresh. Bailey's Band.
Hi, my name is Gary Janzinski from Motif Magazine here at the Parlor in Providence, meeting Bailey's Band. Can you guys go down the line and introduce yourselves? I guess we'll start here.
Eric Wagner, one of the drummers.
One of the drummers. That's going to be interesting.
I'm Warren Smith. I'm the sax player.
I'm Anna Banana. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Eric Bailey. I play theremin, keyboard, and sing and dance.
Dwayne Volker, bass.
Chris DeVorna, I play keys.
My name is Kevin Nagel. I also play the drums in this band.
All right, so I'm assuming Bailey is the oldest member of this band. Since
that's not important now.
Yeah. All right, maybe it changed hands a couple times, but we'll go with you're the oldest. Who's the next oldest band member? Because I want to get down to this two drummers.
Thank you. Someone.
You were the next?
Me.
Bassist, so that's a no-brainer. Next after that.
Probably me.
So you were the first drummer?
The first one in the door.
Of what's here. We can't go into if there was other drummers at different times. Oh, okay. So he's next?
Yeah. Sorry, we were so close in our time joining the band. I think there was a span of what, like three practices before Eric came in.
So that's an interesting
part. We effectively
part
started at the same time.
And you're
time.
The next
yeah.
after him? Yeah. So okay, talk about this. Why we needed a second drummer.
Why wouldn't we need a second drummer?
I didn't say it was negative. I wondered why.
The other drummer and
was
his
there
wife,
three at some time?
The other drummer and his wife moved to Chattanooga.
Okay. But you still had one.
So we had none. We had zero. So we needed a drummer, and then we got the lovely and wonderful Kevin in the band.
Stocked up because you ran out at one point.
Yep. So we got Kevin, but we tore a little bit. I work in a school, so, you know, when things get back to a little more normal, we tore a little bit. I have all kinds of breaks and stuff. So he's able to tour just a little tiny bit with his children.
All
so
right.
I was like,
okay.
All right,
so
I want you in the band.
Different variations of Bailey's
I really
band
want you in the band
at different times. Okay.
We're going to get another drummer.
That helps.
So that we can, so you can do maybe one tour and then one tour with him and then do one tour with like another person.
I know a couple of these types, so I'm good now. Next after the two drummers.
Age, it's probably this guy or this girl here.
Saxophone was next addition.
Yeah,
Eric? Well, the drummers. We got drummers. We're after drummers. He's next.
He's 40.
Wait, oh, no, he's 40. In the band, not age.
Oh, my goodness.
So we got to start over.
No. We can't. We don't have that much time.
I've been in the band the second longest.
Mm-hmm. No, we're going to change the whole thing. So we're still in the band, the two drummers was about the same time.
Right.
You jumped into.
I came in right after Eric. I came in right after Eric.
Okay.
But also.
But also a guitar singer, that's
right.
A natural evolution. Not that two drummers is bad in any way. I'm not dissing two drummers.
Well, if I may give a little bit of backstory how I ended up in the band. My friend Eric, we were always hanging out. We became pretty good friends. And he was like, I just joined this awesome band, and like, I'm as weird as they are, and it's really great. And I think they could.
You would fit in.
Yeah, you would fit in because you're fucking weird too. So, all
right.
I went to the next band practice.
All right. So the two keyboard. Well, you keyboard and keyboard was that close together? Well, you're actually the second oldest band member, right? We jumped around. We were doing ages, which didn't matter in any way.
I like the way everyone.
All right. We're digressing.
I like the way everyone said their name, like the Ohio State.
Okay.
Well, we have another keyboard player, but he was unable to attend today, because. He's very youthful. He's very youthful, but we have a third keyboard player. Who also is the third vocalist too?
All right. Yeah, the next interview is going to be completely different. No interview is ever the same, right?
He had a modeling gig.
Okay, let's jump to the shirt. Somebody told me to ask about your shirt.
Anna's shirt is nice.
No, yours. With the puffy,
Eric's shirt's
puffy
nice.
Breast.
Oh, if I knew it was going to be that kind of party. Tom West made this, and I can't really read. It says Providence. Says Providence Housing Authority, so Tom West put a mattress on it. And there you go.
All right. I think it fits.
He made the Bailey's Band I Hate Cop shirts, which can be modeled right now by Warren. Tom West made these lovely shirts with the badge. The badge says Bailey's Band in the I hate cops.
You should get bumper stickers made. That would be a brilliant move.
I'm not sure if that's a good idea.
Brilliant move. Okay, so the songwriting, we'll go to that one. Songwriting evolution. Who writes the songs?
This band started in 1994.
94.
When Anna was 3 months old, he was 10 days old, I think. So I used to write all the songs, but mm-hmm. now a lot of them, I think most of them are written in Chris's cellar now. Mm-hmm. Most of them kind of come out of jams, and I've run to my notebook like, oh, wait a minute, hold on, keep playing that.
So they're music more of a group first, effort and then now. Lyrics?
Usually, right. But sometimes not.
So who starts it? Who's like start?
Any one of us.
Okay.
Any
so
one of us.
No rhyme or reason.
Summer come out of jams. Chris wrote Gay French Disco.
Gay French Disco. Mike, what was that? Were you in a Gay French Disco?
I wrote the music, not the words. I wrote the words. Mm-hmm. It's how I met Dwayne, actually, and Eric and Warren, but not Kevin.
Was this in the States or were you in France?
You'll have to ask my attorney.
You're imagining France. Or was this a dream?
It was a dream in France.
The Cat Song.
In the disco.
The Cat Song. What was the evolution of that one?
You wrote the words. I didn't write any words.
I'm going to let some of these guys answer some of the questions.
Yeah.
And they're just going to
make
them
the
up. So it's
not.
Just whether it's true or not. So we're going to go down the line, and they're going to answer some of these questions. The answers will be way better.
Different.
So you're mentioning people who love cats, yes.
The song, not
yes.
people.
So anyway, we have an appreciation within the band for the spectrum and the diversity in our culture of, you know, just here in Providence, people bring different sounds, different culture into the music scene here. And then we wanted to divide those people into two classes, those who love cats.
And Satan.
And the devil, yes, because there's really no on the fence with this.
You're right. No, you're right.
And we don't play.
Even without the allergies, there's generally yes or no.
Yeah, we will throw down over this issue.
All right.
I had allergies. You just get the shots. That's, you know, that's not an excuse.
All right.
Yeah, we make it happen.
All right. So, what is another good one?
Wrong band, pal.
Song-wise, I mean. Nothing controversial?
Well, we have the song I Hate Cops, which we didn't do tonight.
Did not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how the song came
to be. Do you actually hate cops?
I do, yes.
Okay. I mean...
I don't want to speak for anyone else. But well,
you don't have the mic, and you're not supposed to be speaking.
You know, it's not that I don't like cops. It's just I hate them a lot.
There's a double negative or something
yeah,
in there.
You know, yeah, but you know how the song came about.
That's like, not going to get you out of the ticket.
I really can't answer you. One day we were just talking, and you're like, you know, this would be a cool lyric in one of our songs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it just came out to a jam. We jammed it out a few times. It's too bad that we didn't really do it here. Like, you know, it's like...
So are you guys worried at all about who's listening to the song, or are you just writing completely for your...
I don't care about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Except these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. I think there's a few people that do like it.
When I joined the band, I didn't really know any of these folks. It was these four guys, and mm-hmm. I kind of auditioned for them, and they approved of me, and then I kind of roped in my friend Anna here, and then... Warren joined, and it's become this wonderful thing. So
it's very cool, very cool. In no way typical.
Yeah, but it was, you know, probably my first audition in terms of blind. I don't, you know, people I don't know, and them approving of my stylistic impulses. Well, it was he made a Facebook post, and I had, you know, something like that. About a drummer, you know, and I kind of raised, yeah, I kind of raised my hand, and yeah. But I mean, yeah, it was the four of them, and they approved of me, and then the rest is history. That's about it. Yeah, most likely, yes.
So, is there any rhyme or reason to a show? You just show, like, there's no prep specific, like a show. You're gonna do a show. Is there any pre? Psyching up.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we got a big show coming up at the Columbus Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Opening.
When
for,
is that? I did hear
this,
it, but I already forgot it.
November.
This Friday.
fifth.
It's always just Friday.
I mean, the band Morphine, I've known about since my, you know, since I'm a teen. And my older sister was really into them, and so it's a real great honor to be able to share the stage with them.
Yeah,
like huge. The surviving members of Morphine. Mm-hmm.
Surviving member.
Well, yeah, and Dana Colley played on one of them. And their saxophone player Dana Colley, he plays on a song. Off our upcoming album called Madonna Lives in Our Basement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in my basement, It won't be out for like months, 10 months, I don't know, because of the stupid vinyl backlog, but it's a really good song.
Vinyl?
We'll play it on Friday.
How many records do we have out already? Am I allowed right now?
I don't know. We've got about
Were you involved
12
in
or 13 records since 94. Really? You know, not all on vinyl, some on vinyl, CD, some are just like out there.
And there's one coming soon?
There's two coming.
There's two that are done.
Yeah, there's two coming soon. But we have song-based ones. We have some improv albums of all improv and noise and some that are more. The older stuff was more like Sonic Youth kind of, and the last couple of records have turned into more of a little bit of dance, a little bit of post-punk. And without any kind of reason or forethought, it just kind of evolved that way. Partially too, because as the people come in, we go on. We don't have any weaknesses, but we go on our super strengths and adjust accordingly.
Yeah, definitely a very talented group of
weirdos.
Assortment of instruments. I was going to instruments, but you know.
If you're asking about records, Dwayne has the biggest record.
criminal record.
Don't know what that means. I've been arrested. Yeah, shit.
How many people have been arrested?
Fuck yeah. Wow. Most dangerous band in Providence.
It was your night off that night?
On the dance floor. On the dance floor.
The ticker symbol for Build-A-Bear Workshop is BBW.
Ticker symbol for BBW.
I still write checks. I don't know what she means. Let's have Kevin answer something.
Fire away.
How long have you been playing drums?
I started playing drums when I was in sixth grade because the drummer in the school band couldn't play Take Five by Dave Brubeck.
Wow, that's a what grade was this?
This was grade six. Now, bear in mind,
somebody knew who even knew who Dave Brubeck was.
No, I'm not bragging, but the problem was that was the only thing I knew how to do. But yeah, like thankfully I had a teacher that recognized raw material and she steered me the right way. And
was that the first instrument you played, the drums?
Oh gosh, no. I attempted the trumpet.
Trumpet?
And I got big fat lips that don't go well with it.
I would think that's necessary.
I don't know. I was just awful at it.
Seeing some of the greatest trumpet players tend to have.
All right, I'll go back to trumpet school if that's what we're going for.
I'm just saying.
All right. All right, yeah, I'm sold.
So what other instrument you all play? Are these your first and best instruments you've played? Drums, so no, you played others, but you like the drums the best.
Correct.
Next.
I mainly play guitar.
And you've always mainly played guitar?
Yeah, I only started playing keys in this band because when I answered the Craigslist ad to play guitar, there were already two guitar players there, and one of them was like way better than me. So I'm like, why am I even fucking here? Oh, can I swear on this?
Yeah, sorry.
But I had a really good time playing with them, and I didn't want to feel like super redundant. And I had seen the Bad Plus a few nights before, and I was like, you know, I want to play keyboard. That looks like really fun, you know? So then I got a...
When you're home, do you play guitar more than keyboard?
Yeah. Okay. I went to school for a few years for guitar, for jazz guitar. And but I've only been playing keyboard since this band, like 2017. And it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Next. Bass? Always bass? Or?
Oh, I started playing guitar. Well, actually, trombone. In elementary school, and then I was in an orchestra in high school, and then I started playing guitar in high school.
Which one do you like more?
I like guitar. Guitar I think I'm good at, but I'm best at bass.
I mainly play the bass. I started playing out in bands in Providence in 1984. The world was in black and white then. and we used to play at the living room, and then AS220 was like a new thing. So played a bunch of bands, bunch of instruments. I also want to point out, these guys will say some stuff as they go, but also these two guys are in a fantastic band called Gamma Rage.
Nice.
And Anna will tell you about her banana.
So are any of your instruments your favorite? That was the question.
I like playing the drums.
Yeah, you need another one of those.
It's like
Phil
Collins. You can play the drums and sing at the same time.
Ah.
We can't dance. We're
shaking
hands.
Oh, my gosh.
So first instrument, Anna?
Okay. Chris, what's your other band name? Throne of Saturn. Chris is awesome at guitar, and he shreds. And Throne of Saturn is awesome, too. So
and your
I
guitar in Throne Saturn.
Yeah, he kills it. I just wanted to mention that since we only mentioned Gamma Rage,
maybe,
which is also great.
Throne Saturn will be one of our future interviews.
Ooh, cool, yeah.
So your favorite instrument to play?
My favorite instrument to play. Vocals.
Mm-hmm. That is.
And guitar.
Yeah,
so I'm really a vocalist. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I only started to play guitar because nobody wanted to play guitar for me. So. My other band is Bailey's band. Oh.
No, we're in that
right.
one.
Right, yes. My other band is Banana Moon.
Oh, I wonder why.
That evolved with my solo project.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing shows by myself with a loop pedal here, and it was a little rough with my loop pedal, and so I upgraded to a loop station, and now I have a drummer and a bass player, but my bass player just had a baby. But yeah, I'm Anna Banana, so that's why Banana Moon.
It's an evolution.
Yeah.
Sax. Which sax is that? I'm sorry, I don't know all of them.
That one's the Barry sax.
Is that the biggest one?
No, they have like a bigger one, but hardly anybody pretty plays it because it's too big, you know, to you know, it's like 7 feet tall or something, you know.
I think you can carry it.
Yeah, I don't know.
We got a lip here you can hang it up the lip.
You know, maybe.
And that was your first instrument, the sax you really loved, and that was the first thing.
I mean, I guess I started off on recorder like everybody else.
Yep.
You know, like
I still have the boys at the house.
and then I kind of moved up, you know. My favorite instrument to play is bass.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Do you play that in this at all?
Yeah.
You play bass in this band?
Oh, no,
times?
Not in this band, but I play it in sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I also play with Sour Punch.
Oh,
I play sax
with
those guys, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
November 27th.
Oh,
November 27th?
November 27th.
Where?
Here.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're playing with Jackie. Yeah.
What day of the week is that?
Okay.
Saturday after Thanksgiving, yeah.
All right.
Cool. Yeah.
Come here and digest.
Yeah, it'll be a good show.
All right. Drums, always your favorite?
Yes. I mean, since I was a teenager, I mean, it's the only thing I've had any aptitude or talent at. You know, it's kind
of... In life or instrument?
Well, no, in terms of...
No, I'm not mocking.
In terms of instrumentation, you know, it was never a choice for me to be a drummer, you know, just something I did.
Parochial
but then,
school.
You know, I mean, there was several years there where I was kind of laying dormant and I was not utilizing my... talent, and then this came about, and it's just really become a.
So, have you played any other instrument?
No, not well.
Okay.
You know,
so it's always been drums.
But you know, now that we're kind of actively playing out a bunch, we're opening for Morphine. We're opening.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Met, you know, it's become.
What are you doing?
Really
it's doing
thing.
Right.
You know, it's like it's not something I used to do. It's something I'm actively doing again, and I was, you know, it was a great, you know. You know, involving my good friend Anna in this equation was really good, and I'm really grateful to share this time and space with these people.
You guys need to try to enjoy yourselves a little more.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Well, we've gone over when you're playing next album, next one, so I think we're about done. We just did it in a much different pace and rhythm on this one, but very, very nice to meet you all.
Thank
and
you.
Hopefully we'll see you again, at least in a band of different creation and different.
Absolutely.
27th is the next. What's your next? Your
Friday.
Next Friday.
At the Columbus.
Columbus. This Friday is first.
At the Met Cafe with Stop Making Sense.
Mm-hmm.
January 4th at dusk.
Still into the mic.
January.
Again. Do it all again.
This Friday at the Columbus Theater with Vapors of Morphine.
Woo!
December 4th at Met with Stop Making Sense, Talking Heads Tribute Band.
Yeah.
And Saturday, January 8th at dusk with Joy Boys and others.
And November 27th here.
With Sour Punch. You see on November 27th. With Artist Jackie!
No!
Thank you so
much.
Thank you,
Greg. Glenn, Eric, The Parlor.
This has been Motifs Between the Notes. We would like to take a moment to once more thank the sponsors for this episode, The Parlor, R1 Entertainment, and the Trinity Brewhouse Beer Garden. And thank you for listening.